It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. Despite a $500,000 donation and years of planning, Mount Holly may lose a treasured lake. Residents have organized to save Star Lake, a 63-acre body of water that is home to a town recreation area and beach. But they continue to struggle against mounting costs and a threat of closure from state officials. VPR's Amy Noyes joins me now to talk about this story and other stories found this week in Public Post. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
So my first question to you, Amy, how does one lose a lake? I don't suppose the bank is repossessing it.
No. The lake was created by a man-made dam, and years ago the state determined the existing dam isn't safe and it needs to be replaced. So if that's not done in a timely manner, the state could order the dam to be removed, and that would drain the lake, leaving just a creek through a wetland, which, by the way, is like it was in the late 1700s before the first dam on that site was built.
And you said there's a time limit on here. Why is there a time crunch?
Well, the town was on track to replace the dam this spring, but the state has rejected the engineering plans. So a new design is going to be more expensive, and they'll need to fundraise for that and hopefully still get it done on time.
They did have a $500,000 from a donor who had left it in her will. And now they need, according to your reporting, was it $80,000 or $90,000 more to make this happen?
Right. They won't know the exact amount until the plans are finalized, but certainly it is tens of thousands of dollars. And again, they're concerned if they don't raise it on time, the state may not be willing to go another season without replacing the dam.
And it might seem like a lot of money for a small town to raise in such a short amount of time. Why is this particular lake so important to the people of Mount Holly?
It's home to the town beach and the town recreation area. It's a really popular spot, especially in the summertime.
Speaking of lakes, Amy, Lake Memphremagog in Newport is hosting an unusual event next month. What can you tell us about, it seems like the coldest thing I've ever heard of, U.S. Winter Swimming Championships?
Well, I can tell you this is the first U.S. Winter Swimming Championships, and we'll have to wait and see if this becomes a recurring event. The Newport Parks and Recreation Department will be cutting a 25-meter, two-lane pool in the ice, and organizers expect swimmers will come from around the world to swim in it.
And how far are these people going to be swimming?
There will be 25, 50, and 100-meter races.
When is this happening, and where exactly?
The races will take place the weekend of February 21st and 22nd, and they'll be in the part of the lake that's near the Eastside Restaurant in Newport.
Let's turn now to a warmer weather issue, Amy, and that's mosquito control. Now, there are three mosquito control districts in Vermont. One of them, the Lemon Fair Insect Control District, is worried about its long-term sustainability. First, Amy, can you tell us, what is a mosquito control district?
Sure. It's a municipal district formed for the sole purpose of controlling mosquito populations. And as you said, there are currently only three of them in the state, and they work in cooperation with the Vermont Agency of Agriculture.
And where is the Lemon Fair District?
It covers Bridport, Cornwall, and Weybridge, all in Addison County.
This district in Addison County has been around since 2006. Why is the district now worried about its viability?
Well, its main function was to control mosquito populations by spraying larvicide, which it did with its own airplane. But with only three small towns supporting the district, its board decided it really can't afford to own and maintain that plane any longer. So the district is selling the plane, and the directors believe they can then function for two or three more years off the proceeds and the cash they have on hand. But they say they really need more towns involved, like a countywide effort, for this to be viable in the long term.
But they're going to stop spraying because they're not going to have this plane at their disposal. And according to your reporting, Amy, they're going to rely on the state's threshold for mosquito population, which would then trigger a state response. Now, is that, in a sense, going to make the mosquito problem worse down there?
It's hard to say. They already do work hand in hand with the state. And whether it's the district's plane or the state's plane that's going to spray, I'm not sure the threshold for spraying will actually be different. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Well, we'll check in with you again on it, Amy. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source of community news and town meeting minutes from across the state of Vermont. Funding for Public Post comes in part from the VPR Journalism Fund.